This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the successful commissioning of Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited's residue upgradation facility at the Visakh refinery in Andhra Pradesh. Sharing a social media post of Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, the Prime Minister said this state-of-the-art facility adds momentum to the nation's efforts to boost energy independence, aligning with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. A 40-year-old Hindu man, owner of a grocery shop, has been murdered after unidentified attackers struck him with a sharp weapon in Bangladesh's Narsingdi city. The murder of grocery trader Moni Chakraborty in Narsingdi district has increased fear and anger across Bangladesh. His death comes amid a worrying series of killings of people belonging to Hindu community in recent weeks. Moni's killing is the fourth such case in a short time, raising serious concerns about the public safety, minority protection and law and order situation in Bangladesh. According to the Bangladesh police, Moni Chakraborty was attacked and killed at Charsindhur Bazar in Palash Upazila at 11 p.m. yesterday. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today released 55 rare and valuable literary works representing country's five classical languages. These are Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, Kannada and Oriya. The books have been published by the Central Institute of Indian Languages. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Pradhan said India's languages connect and unite the nation's society. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that all Indian languages are national languages. The minister also highlighted that last year the government recognized five more Indian languages as classical languages due to their ancient origins. These are the Marathi, Telugu, Bengali, Assamese, Pali and Prakrit. The Election Commission has directed the Director General of Police of West Bengal, Rajiv Kumar, to submit a detailed action taken report by 5 p.m. today regarding the alleged attack on poll observer C. Murugan on 30th of last month. The incident happened when Mr. Murugan, serving as the electoral roll observer for South 24 Parganas district, was on a field visit to oversee the special intensive revision of electoral rolls. During the visit, his vehicle was damaged and he faced protest and obstruction at Magrahat. The Election Commission's directive followed its examination of Murugan's report, which highlighted serious lapses in providing adequate security arrangements by police despite advance intimation to local officials about the observer's visit. The Election Commission of India will publish the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh today, following the ongoing SIR process. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on 31st of December. Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwar, had informed that the period for receiving claims and objections has been set from today to 6th of next month. After the publication of draft electoral roll, citizens will have 1 month to submit claims and objection. The decision on the claims and objections will be resolved during the notice phase between 6th of January to 27th of February. The Central Board of Secondary Education today launched a psychosocial counseling support for students to address examination-related stress. The first phase of free psychosocial counseling services for examinees of class 10 and 12 will continue till 1st of June this year. This initiative is aimed at addressing examination-related stress and emotional well-being, enabling students to approach their forthcoming exams scheduled to begin from 17 February with confidence, balance and mental clarity. Students can dial toll-free number 1-800-118-004 and access round-the-clock support in Hindi and English through the interactive voice response system. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.